Hi, this is Abby, and I'm with Caroline Taylor at IBM, who is VP Marketing, Communications and Citizenship. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, Abby.
So, Caroline, this is part of the series about not all bosses are anti-social, and I've been following IBM's story for a very long time now. But before we get into that, from a social media perspective, how did you personally get into it?
So I'd, done things like LinkedIn for a long time, but like a lot of people, only really used it as a sort of, professional connection. Wasn't really using it proactively. Had dabbled a little bit in blogging.
Mm-hmm.
Probably really got into that when my daughter went off on her gap year about five years ago.
Mm.
She was blogging from there, and I sort of made me think, I probably ought to be doing a bit of this. Got into a bit of that. Surrounded by a lot of people who are seriously into social. When Twitter erupted,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't long before I was having various people saying, you should be on Twitter. Why aren't you on Twitter?
Yeah.
And so I thought I would get on. And that's probably been the one that I've really used the most, the sort of platform I've used most proactively.
Right,
and actually, I love it. I mean, I was sitting in the car waiting for my daughter to emerge from a shop on Saturday, and I just had a quick flick on the old BlackBerry to see if anything interesting had come up on Twitter. And there was a great tweet from Stephen Fry, of course.
Yeah.
It's all the Stephen, isn't it?
As always.
A great tweet from Stephen Fry, which says something like, I'm out bowling with a lovely couple, whatever their names were, whose two sons both have Tourette's. There's a lot of swearing, but mostly from me because I'm pants at bowling. And it just was fabulous, and it sort of made me smile. And I just so sometimes it's as simple as that. It's getting that little snippet of something that sort of, just goes,
Okay, and you are at Green Goddess on Twitter.
I am at Green Goddess on Twitter.
Fabulous.
And intended to be ironic when I chose it 2.5 years ago. Would that I had known.
Brilliant. Okay, so you've obviously been an advocate yourself personally of social media and social communication. So tell me a little bit about how IBM's using it inside the workplace.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's really, I think a lot of what IBM does with technology as an enabler, both for clients but for our own people as well, it is really just to help us to all engage more and more and more. So if I think about, 10, 15 years ago, people much more often came into a workplace. And now, of course, we're very distributed. A lot of our people actually work on a client site every day, and they rarely come to an IBM office. A lot of other people work from home or they travel a lot. And so somehow you actually need to recreate those informal networks, those conversations that you would have queuing up for a coffee or whatever, with people, perhaps somebody you didn't really work with directly, but just those little sort of informal social interactions, and somehow the way that we've the working environment has changed has actually made it really hard for people to do that. So a lot of what we do is we actually see it as an opportunity for people to connect virtually. So it sort of starts with something as simple as email, or we use a product called Sametime in-house, which is instant messaging, and we've been doing that for a long time. But then you start to expand that, and we have Twitter-like, Facebook-like solutions, platforms inside of IBM, which are just used to connect IBM people to other IBM people. Of course, the thing that's really cool about this is that whereas, once upon a time you might have been standing in the coffee line and, I'm talking to John and John knows Keith, and Keith does something really interesting that I might be interested in.
So
John introduces us. Well, now that happens around the world. Now I've got, I connect to people that I've never met, but who were in the IBM world, just like you do in outside of a corporate environment. So you start to make all these connections, which is incredibly efficient, because you suddenly start to know people you would never have known before, who might just have the answer to that thing you're trying to solve, or an idea or suggestion. You might post something, a little blog or something, or you might post something on Beehive, which is one of our sort of connecting tools, and you might post something and somebody else sees it you've never met, maybe doesn't even know you, but it goes, oh, ping, that's interesting. They'll post something back, and I think it does an amazing job of, it doesn't only fix the connectivity between human beings to replace what we used to have naturally when we all, thousands of us were in office every day. But it actually expands it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. And so you've got your own sort of in-house platforms that you're using.
Yeah.
Do you also encourage employees to get involved in things, the external stuff like Twitter
To what extent do we encourage them to do it? So We certainly encourage people to do it from the perspective of their area of subject matter expertise.
Yeah.
We make it very easy for people to do it, which is not quite the same as encouraging them.
Mm.
For personal reasons as well, you know. Mm. So just we're very comfortable with people engaging with the outside world without anybody looking over their shoulder.
Mm.
Because actually we employ grown-ups.
Mm.
And you know, we expect them to be responsible. And my yeah. experience is if you treat people like grown-ups, if you trust them,
yeah.
and one of the core IBM values is this notion of trust and personal responsibility in everything we do.
Yeah.
That's not just what you do in the workplace, mm. it's actually everything in your whole life.
Yeah,
you need to trust people, and actually if you trust people, mostly they repay you by behaving appropriately.
Yeah, and I think your I think you call it your social computing guidelines.
Yes.
I think it is. I think they're really brilliantly worded they really focus in on that, taking personal responsibility.
Absolutely. So you don't do anything that you wouldn't do in a non sort of social media environment. Mm. You're not going to be rude about our competitors. You're not going to talk about stuff that we've done for clients that the client mm. hasn't said you can talk about. Do you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
They're the same basic rules about yeah. the conversation, you know, that you and I are having face to face right now.
Mm.
But you just apply them to
yeah.
these new ways of communicating.
Right, okay. Great. Okay, so there are a lot of skeptics out there still. People are very, very worried about going social with their employees. And a lot of communicators who want to go social face barriers all the time. Have you got mm. any key tips and advice for those guys?
Well, I think if you are just an individual employee and you're keen to be, you know, more social and you'd like it to be across all aspects of your work, I would just, you know, keep just gently pushing the barriers. If your organisation says, you know, prevents you from going on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, I think you just need to keep pushing the barriers on what you do personally in your own time on your own computer, and keep reminding the powers that be that this is not a bad or scary thing.
Mm.
I think as business leaders, we need to lead by example. I mean, if you think about the way that people experience a brand, a corporate brand, even if you're... I mean, as IBM, most of what we do is about people. You know, a lot of our IP is in the heads of our people.
Yeah.
And so a lot of our value is in our people. And so we firmly believe that our brand, the IBM brand, is experienced through interactions with our people.
Mm.
But even if you're Nike and your brand is experienced through your running shoes, or if
yeah.
you're, you know, Apple and it's through your iPhone, mm. there's still all of those interactions. I mean, one of the reasons that Apple gets a lot of kudos is that their customer service is great. You go into
yeah.
an Apple store
yeah.
and they're incredibly helpful, even though you're yeah. not buying anything today.
Mm. Mm.
And so you want people to experience that through social media. I mean, I'll just give you an example. I travel in and out of London on Chiltern Railway through
mm.
Marylebone. I follow Chiltern Railways on Twitter.
Yeah.
They tell me when there's problems. So during the snow, they told me that there's only going to be one train an hour, but it would run.
Yeah.
And it would take longer than normal. But, you know, you're actually, which is sort of, again, just helping people to experience brand value. So I think lead by example as business leaders.
Mm.
Don't be scared of it. Get on out there. Trust your people. If you don't trust your people, you've probably got the wrong people.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's a great, great note to finish on. Thank you very much for your time, Caroline. I'll be posting this on blog later today with a précis of everything. So, yeah, thanks, Caroline.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you.